Be'ez Hashem Yisbo'ch, we begin Perek HaBa'as, the 14th chapter in the Rambam Masechus, came the laws of vessels in the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity, which continued the theme of the previous Perek, discussing the Tumah of the airspace of the earthenware vessel. And this Perek we discuss regarding those things that will protect and save from the Tumah that's inside the airspace of an earthenware vessel. As Rambam begins Halacha Alpha regarding what's known as Tzomet Pasul, a tightly fastened seal inside the earthenware vessel. So, Kol HaMatzel B'Tzomet Pasul Bo'olames, whatever saves, by having a tightly fastened seal over that vessel, even though it's inside the same oil, the same canopy, the same airspace as a mess, which usually contaminates everything in its airspace, and a tzomet pasul will save from that tumah, so matzel b'tzomet pasul b'avek kli charis, that will also then save that receptacle that has a tightly fastened seal in the airspace of an earthenware vessel. Meaning, if you have food items and beverages inside an earthenware vessel that's with a tightly fastened seal, that's inside a larger earthenware vessel that's tumah inside of that, it will not become tumah because of the following kavul chomer. If it saves by the more severe tumah of mess, which is tumah for 7 days, dinu sheyasal b'klicheres, most definitely should save for the tumah of an earthenware vessel, which is just for 1 day, which is our kal, which is more lenient if the tumah is inside the earthenware vessel. But v'chol she'in the matzal b'oil mess, whatever does not save by the oil where there is a mess, in the matzal b'av b'klicheres, that will not save in the airspace of an earthenware vessel. Halacha base. Now, k'she'im she'in tumah pasul tumah. But oil hames, just like that, we don't have the halacha of a tightly fastened seal that it protects that tumah should not come inside of it and contaminate what's inside that tightly fastened seal, but it will not stop tumah that's inside from coming out. And that's the halacha that applies by the oil hames. So if let's say you have a nalb size of a corpse inside a vessel with tightly fastened seal inside of oil, the tumah is going to come out and it's going to contaminate whatever's in the oil. Just will prevent tumah from coming in, but not from coming out. So koch ein tumah pasul tumah ba'avikliches. So same thing also in the application over here. The tightly fastened seal will not stop the tumah from coming out into the airspace of the earthenware vessel. Okay, so as the Rambam illustrates, how so? Kedei rishim maleya chol namashkin. So regarding the first case, if you have a pot that's filled with food items and beverages, it's surrounded with a tightly fastened seal, and even though it's placed inside of an oven that's tummy, which is of earthenware, so the pot, and because pots are always tahar inside a kli charis, and whatever's inside of it, tahar also can be tahar because it's with a tightly fastened seal. Now, however, if let's say the sherets or the tummy liquids were inside that vessel, even though it's with a tightly fastened seal, when the son of Abatana is placed in the airspace of the oven, Nitmatan of the oven will become tummy, as we said, that it only protects from what's coming in, but it will not protect from what's coming out. The Chayin Kol gives anything that's similar to this. Ram gets to Halacha Gimel regarding another protection. If something is absorbed in something else inside the airspace of the klicheres, so tabas tameya. Let's say there's a tummy ring shemuvlaas b'teich levena that's absorbed inside a brick. Or there's a needle that's tummy, shemavlas, but it's absorbed, sucked into a piece of wood. V'nafla v'klicheres, and they fall into the airspace of an earthenware vessel. So nitma, the earthenware vessel and whatever's inside of it become tummy. Where afa pishim noga kikar truma be'idzeh, even though that if a loaf of truma touch this wood, or this brick, tahar, it would be tahar, because it's only if it has a direct contact, but here where the brick or the wood is in between, it would not make it tummy. But in this case, here it's going to contaminate the earthenware vessel from its airspace, because ultimately, even though it's in the brick, but they're all inside the airspace of the oven, and hence it will contaminate the klicheres. Halacha dalt, or later halacha tarnagol, if there's a chicken, shebala sheretz ebesar mes, where it swallowed a sheretz or the flesh of a dead person. V'nofel avartanu, now this chicken falls into the airspace of the oven, but it comes out when it's still alive. How is it tar? In this case, however, the oven's going to be tar. And as Rambam's going to explain, now, the im meisha matarnagol, now, if the chicken died over there, nit matarna, then the oven's going to become tummy, not from the chicken itself, because actually, the chicken itself is a nevela of a oif tar of a kosher bird, which actually only contaminates in the throat of a person who's eating it. Rather, it's from the tumah that's inside the intestine that of the chicken that had that mis, that tumah inside of it. And the reason for this discrepancy in this halacha is shabaluin b'chai, because whatever is absorbed, swallowed in a living creature, matzil miyat klicheres, that saves from the earthenware vessel. Kederech shematzil by lames, just like it saves by the oil hames, as Rambam said, halachas of tumas mes and perik chav halacha al halacha beis, and therefore it's not going to contaminate the airspace of the oven if it's alive, but if it's dead, then it's not going to be a barrier, and then it's going to be like the previous halacha. It's in the avra, the klicheres, and it's going to contaminate whatever's in the earthenware vessel. Halacha hey. Now, however, devam shebetecha peh. If there's things inside a person's mouth, or certain folds in his body, in his flesh, eating kablum, that's not considered like swallowed up in the person, and that's not going to save from the avra, the klicheres. Ketzer hasa, as Ram illustrates. Adam shayu mashkin tamei betech pib. Let's say someone had tummy liquids in his mouth. But he closes his mouth tightly. Now he sticks his head, obviously with his mouth inside of it, into the airspace of an earthenware vessel. Timo, he is contaminated. So too the other way around. Let's say a Torah person who had liquids and food items in his mouth. Now he sticks his head into the airspace of an oven that's tummy. The food items in his mouth become tummy. So to hoyloi betech kumtei. Let's say he had in the folds of his flesh kadoshim in asheretz, like that of a lentil of a sheretz, which is enough to have a halach of tumah. Vechnis lavataner, and he puts his that part of his body into the earspace of the oven. Nitmataner, the oven comes tummy. Avav bishar tumah teichikem. Although the tumah is in the fold, that's not considered halach of tumah of bluah. Halach of vav. Sfeig, a sponge, shabolam ashken tumim, which had absorbed tumah liquids. Now avav bishar nagav bimachutz. Although on the outside of the sponge it's dry. But if nafal avik klicharis and falls into the airspace of earthenware vessel, timo, it does contaminate it. Why? Shasayf mashkalatz is because the ultimate is that the liquids are going to come out, and hence we view it already as if it's out here in the airspace, thus contaminating it. And v'chein chaticha shalefes v'shalgem, the same thing applies to a piece of a turnip of a reed, it has the same absorbency, which we also consider it as if it's seif mashkalatz. Charasim, regarding earthenware shards, shenishtam sheben mashkin tmei menigvu, where you utilize them for tummy liquids now, but they dried up. But nafalav klicharis, now they fell into the airspace of earthenware vessel, leitimu. Here we do not consider it as if they made a tummy. And the reason is because that's only when it's something like a sponge. But by when it got absorbed in the earthenware shards, so that's something that is part of it already. It's not considered. Now, but if nafalatana behusak, but if let's say it fell into an oven and the oven was heated up, then it actually is going to make a tummy. So if mashkalatz is here because of the heat, it's going to pull it out from the absorbed earthenware shards, and therefore we considered it as tummy. Now, when we say this, that it does not become tummy without heating of the oven, is only b'mashkin kal, only by liquids that are of a lesser level of tummy, like regular liquids that are a tummy, which that's a lower level of tummy. But there are certain types of liquids that are severe tummas, kugan dama nida, like the menstrual blood of a nida, or meme regla, or urine, which they're actually ava tummas. There, im hoyichin lotzes, if they could come out, meaning by heating of the oven, and the hikvah loves sheyitzeh, and he's concerned about it coming out. Harizim tamatana is going to contaminate the oven. Alav bishul husik, even though it wasn't heated up. Now, then inoy makbar love, if it's not particular about this, the inoy matame asher yusak v'yitzeh mashke. Then you're right; it's not going to make it tummy until it gets heated up, and actually, if the liquid comes out. And b'chim begefes chadosha. Gefes is the refuse of the olives after all the oil was squeezed out of it, and it's new, meaning it didn't dry up yet. Habo me'mashkin tameim, with that refuse is coming from the liquids that were tummy. And you use that pulp, shahusik bahatana, that you heat up the oven with it. So nitma, the oven becomes tummy, shasef mashkalatz again, because the liquid that's inside of it is ultimately going to come out. And therefore we view it as if it's inside over here. I'll be shana, but if the pulp is old, then tar, it's going to be tar. And says Ram Ezi Yishana, what's considered old? After 12 months, that we don't consider as seif mashkalatz. Now, but if you do a sheitzim in the mashka b'shah says, but let's say you know that liquid would come out of it when the oven's heated up, then even after 3 years, then the oven is going to become tameh when you heat it up, because it has that liquid that's tameh that's coming out of it. Halacha Zayin continues regarding with an earthenware vessel that is divided with a partition. Kli cheres shechilku b'mechitza. So if there's an earthenware vessel that is divided with a partition, misvasat karkaase, from the lip till all the way down to the bottom, so it's totally divided vertically, and v'nichnas atuma ba'aver achad m'shtei achalakim. Now, a tuma goes into the earspace of one of the divisions, one of the halves. Nitmaha kli kule, the whole vessel becomes tummy, and the reason for that is, l'vi she'in derech b'ni odm l'chad kli cheres, it's not normal for a person to divide an earthenware vessel, k'derech shechilk ma'olam, like you do the divide by a room, by an oil. So therefore, by oil, partitions work, but not by earthenware vessel. Therefore, taner shechatzatze ben nesonam ebriyah. So, if there is an oven that was divided with planks or with curtains, and benimtza sheretz malkam echad, you find the sheretz in one place. Hakol tamei, it's old tamei because that's an oven is a kli cheres in contrast to an oil. Halacha ches, the Rambam continues regarding if you have a vessel that part of it went into an earthenware vessel. So kli shechayz atuma b'teichiv. There's a vessel that the tumah was inside of it. Vehechnas hakli la'aver kli cheres, and the vessel went into the earspace of an earthenware vessel, but Usvas ha-kli ha-tame, the lip, the edge of the kli that is tame, that has a tum inside of it, is chutz le-kli cheres. That goes above the earthenware vessel. So, ava bisha tumme muchu benes b'toy kli cheres, although the tumma that's in the inner vessel, that part that the tumma is in that vessel is actually within the airspace of the walls of the earthenware vessel, even so, hadez atar. The earthenware vessel is going to be tar. Shenem, because in the pasuk, if the tumah falls el toicha inside the airspace of the earthenware vessel, loy el toich toicha, not to what's inside of it. And it's not considered inside the airspace of the earthen vessel proper, because the walls of the inner one goes above it. So it would only be considered toich toicha, what's inside of it, and that doesn't qualify for being metame the aver of the klicheres. Halacha test, v'chein sotim hoi klicheres tame. If the earthenware vessel was tame, v'hechnes la'aviroi, and then you put into its airspace kli acher, a different vessel. So this is the inverse. All these cases are either one is the tum and the other one is the tar. You have a kli acher, a different vessel, shesh b'yachol ma'ashkim, they have pure food items and beverages. Usfasa kli ha'acher chutz l'kecheres. Like in the previous halacha, but just here, this is the tar one. The lip of the other vessel goes above the earthenware vessel. So ava b'yachol ma'ashkim m'chubanam b'toy kli acher z'tami. Although the food items and the beverages are directly opposite the area of the airspace of the earthenware vessel that's tame, harel tar, and those four dams and beverages are going to be tar. Because shenem, it's in the pasuk, kol asher b'toicha yidma, whatever's inside is going to become tame, v'lo asher b'toicha toicha, now what's inside of it. Ketzer hasat ram illustrates, as kavedes, there are certain containers like in the shape of a beehive, like a kupo, or a box, or a kadeda, or a pot, or a chemist, or a flask. Okay, it's been things like that. Shrei asher b'toicha, where the sherets, the source of tumah was inside of it. Now, b'shilshel kupo l'avrachavas. Now, so this box has tum inside of it. And you're lowering the box into the airspace of a barrel. We love our tano into the airspace of an oven. Alpha pisha sheretz mechuvin b'toich aver chavis. Although the sheretz is directly opposite the airspace of what's inside the barrel, but hoilus vasa kupo echemis. But since the edge, the top of the box or the flask, is lamalamis vasa chavis amis vasa tana, is above the lip of the barrel or the oven that it's being lowered into, so it's not in the ears that it's airspace. It's harel turn. So the barrel or the oven and the food items and beverages that are inside of them are going to remain tar because that's toich toich. Now v'mhoi b'toicha chemis or b'toicha kedera. Now let's say the other way around. Let's say inside the flask or inside the pot, ukeitz ben or things like that were chol namashkin, were tar food items or liquids. V'shulshan labar tana labar chavas hatanein. Now you lower those things into an oven or to a barrel to their airspace that are tummy. How they him turn? They're going to be tar again because that's not considered toiche, it's considered toich toiche. Another Ram contends regarding if there is a perforated vessel in an earthenware vessel. So let's say, however, let's say this container in the shape of a beehive, or a kupo, or the box, or a chemist, or a flask, or kitzben, or things like that were nekuvin. They were perforated, they have holes in them. Oh, then in matzim, then they can't save anymore. Ela rather, hoya hasheretz letoichon, if the sheretz was inside of them, because there were two cases. Let's say it's the one with the sheretz inside of the mishulshon la'aver kli cheres hatar, and you lower it down into the airspace of the pure earthenware vessel. Nitma, the airspace of the earthenware vessel is going to become tummy. And the other way around, if let's say the food items and beverages were inside of them, mishulshon la'aver kli cheres hatar, and now you lower it down into the airspace of the tummy earthenware vessel. Nitma, they become tummy. Now, becoming yibanek of how big is considered having a hole. So it depends what type of vessel it is. If it was shetef means like washed off, meaning if it's those vessels that you could immerse in the mikveh that purifies them. So that's b'maitzi zaysen. If it has a hole the size that an olive would fall out of it, that disqualifies it. Again, that's not considered a vessel, so it's not toich toichai, it's toichai, because there's no vessel here anymore. Now, b'mhoi b'kli cheres ha'aslachol, now if it was an earthen vessel was made for food items, here also shir k'zaysen, the measurement is the size of olives. Now, b'aslamashkim, but if it's made for liquids, shir b'koinis mashkim. The measurement would be what disqualified it from being that vessel anymore, as if liquids could come in. Now, let's say made for food items and for beverages, so matil nois l'chumah, then you make it according to its stringency, meaning, and therefore in our case, so when this earthenware vessel gets a hole, b'koinis mashka, that liquids would come in, that won't save any more from the tumah of the earthenware vessel that's inside of it. In contrast, regarding the halach of being susceptible to tumah, then you would go with the largest shear, and therefore if it gets a hole the size of that liquids could come in, it would still be mekama tumah, like that of which is made for food items, which is until the size of an olive. Halachah continues regarding a sealed vessel in the earthenware vessel. So let's say sasim nekev klicheres bezefes. Let's say they plugged up the hole of the earthenware vessel with tar. Now this halacha is not talking about vessels that are have holes in them. We're meaning we're not talking about vessels that are the lip goes above. Rather, we're talking about that you lower down the intact sealed vessel, because this is really referring to what we mentioned before about tzamid pasul, about what a tightly fastened seal. So if it's sealed, this hole of the earthenware vessel with tar. So imaya sheretz beklize, if the sheretz was in this vessel, v'shush lel avratanata, now you're lowering it down to the space of a pure oven, so nitma, which this is obvious, it's really just as a preface to the following halacha, and the reason why the oven's going to be tummy is she'ena tzamed pasul, she'ena tzamed matzal ala tumal v'tame. Like we explained in the in Perek Yudal Halacha Beis, and previously in this Perek, that we said it saves only from becoming tame, not from its tame that's inside of coming out. So, yeah, it's going to be tame the aver of the klicheres of this taner. Now, aval mahoyi beklize eichon amashkin, but let's say in this vessel, the other way around, let's say this vessel had food items and beverages. V'shilshle la'aver taner tame, you're lowering it down to the ispes of the oven that's tame, hadehen tarim, they're going to be tar, and neck of sasim, because the hole is plugged up, and tar connects very well with earthenware, so it's like sealed. Now, but in contrast, all other vessels that are sealed with tar or things like that, in the that will not save from the tum of the earthenware vessel, because tar does not really connect so well with all these other vessels, and therefore it's still considered as if it has a hole. Regarding this vessel in the shape of a beehive that has an opening. I mean, a piece of it fell off, so it's like an open window. Even though you plug up that hole with straw, that also is not going to save from the tumah of the earthenware vessel, because we don't consider that anymore as a vessel, and hence it's not going to protect the tumah from going inside what's inside that kaveres. Alochid beis hachemis, regarding a flask, like a fish, a container, that if it developed a hole the size that a pomegranate will fall out of it, that's how big the hole is. So ava bisha b'adam teres keli, so although it's nullified from its status as being like a vessel regarding being makabel toma as a kli, but hade'elu matzil miyad kli cheres, this case, these chemis and kvishal will actually still protect what's inside of it from the toma of the earthenware vessel. What's inside is not going to become tome. Now, v'hu shi'i ha'pachas l'malo misvas kli cheres m'pachas, but providing that this opening is above the walls of the earthenware vessel and beyond it. And therefore, even if a year base kibul shalahen mishul shal toy klicheres, even if its receptacle will be lowered down into the ear space of the earthenware vessel, but still, because the hole is above the walls of the klicheres mibachutz, and this still has some type of function, this chemis and the kvisha, it will protect what's inside of it. Lachid gimel ur pashad, a simple piece of leather or koyotzibo or things like that, meaning that does not have a receptacle. It was low down to the airspace of an earthenware vessel, or to the airspace of an oven, and you have the sheretz in the leather. Of course, that's obvious that the oven is going to become tummy. Now, let's say the other way around. Let's say the oven was tummy, the sheretz was in the tana, which that makes the oven tummy. So, the food items and beverages in the leather is going to be tummy, because you cannot save from the tumma of the earthenware vessel. Only vessels, even though the leather might be a vessel, but it has to be a vessel that has an internal, could go in a sal, like a basket, a kupa, and a box, or a chemis and a flask, so that could be toich toicha, but even if it's a kli, that it's makabel tumma, but it has to have a receptacle to make it that it'll protect what's inside of it. In contrast to what's in the tumma of the klicheres. Halachi Dalit continues regarding if someone takes a vessel, turns it upside down on the opening of an earthenware vessel. So klicheres, so regarding earthenware vessel, okay, so there's tumma inside of it. Voi klicheres tahar, now so they took a pure earthenware vessel, and kof al piha kliatame, and they turned it upside down directly over the opening of the tummy klicheres. Or similarly, shaya klisha tuma devuka b'toichai. Let's say the vessel that the tuma was attached to it on the inside, that was kofa al piakli atar, which it just has to be devuka, or else it's going to fall down. So it's just the opposite of the case. The tar one is standing right side up, and the tuma one is right over on top of the lips are touching. So the chiddush is afa pisha avish neima urba, although, so to speak, the ear spaces are mixed. Hatame betumase, still the one that has a tumah in it remains tumah. Vatar betarase, the one that was pure remains pure. The reason for that is really the tumah itself did not go into the ear space of the pure earthenware vessel, because although in halacha yud beis there the walls of the vessel are surrounding the opening, so it'd be that the ear is inside the walls, but and therefore that wouldn't be teich teich. In contrast, over here where it's not really in that ear space at all. If there's a barrel that's filled with pure liquid, and it's placed beneath the bottom of the oven, where there was no floor to the oven, but it was beneath that floor, and the sherets falls into the oven, the barrel and the liquids are going to be pure. Although the airspace of the barrel is open right beneath the floor, but it's not in the airspace of the oven itself, it doesn't make a difference. The tumah is not going to be considered going into the barrel. And so, to the other way around. If let's say the barrel was turned upside down over the oven, and its opening is to the opening of the oven, even the liquid that's in the bottom of the barrel is going to be tar. We don't consider the mixing of the ear space as if it's the tumah is inside the tar item, and it will remain tar.